Some replacement level dudes talking about their home team. Starting a Braves podcast was their daggum dream. They like Nick Markakis, even the long ball. One day they'll have more clout than Ken Rosenthal. Oh, you're listening to that Knockoma Nation podcast show. Oh, Knockoma Nation podcast show.
Heyo, it's another episode of the Knockoma Nation podcast show. I'm your host, Ken Hendricks, and I'm still here with the one and only Josh Brown.
How y'all doing out there in Knockoma Land? Good to see y'all.
JT was so good on the last episode that he's going to join us the exact same way this time. He was just fantastic, you know? A little quiet.
Yeah. But, hey, JT. Yeah. JT. Holton coming up. Stay tuned, Knockoma Nation. Don't go anywhere. Don't turn this podcast off.
Until you hear JT, right? Yeah, sounds good. Let's talk some Braves, Josh. Kyle Wright.
I guess so. Oh, yeah.
Kyle Wright, man. He's pitching pretty good. 6 1/3, one hit baseball.
Well, happened over the weekend? I've been watching football. I'm sorry.
It did. It's all right. It did. 6 1/3, one hit. He's kind of maybe he's turned the corner. That's two games in a row.
Did he shave the goatee off?
Nope. Got the goatee and the little cowboy stash, you know, real thin, almost. It feels very.
Do you think that's got something to do with his performance?
Italian. I don't know. Maybe. I do think that. I realized he looks a lot like Dave Drabek. If Drabek had a thin mustache instead of a master mustache. They do look a lot alike.
Was Doug Drabek and Dave Drabek related?
They're brothers, aren't they? I think so.
Because I remember Doug Drabek, who was a catcher, right? For the Pirates.
Doug Drabek. Was the pitcher.
Oh, right? Doug was the pitcher?
Yeah, and maybe Dave is... Nope, yeah, I don't think Dave Drabek was a person.
So it's Doug Drabek.
It's Doug Drabek. And I think I said the wrong name just now on the show. I meant Doug. Yeah. I put Doug in the tweet. Yeah. Have you seen Doug Drabek? That dude had a glorious mustache.
I've got several Doug Drabek cards that I will not part with.
He was one of those guys that I hated as a kid.
But how do you hate Doug Drabek?
Because the Braves played the Pirates every year in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And Drabek was like, he was so good. He was really good.
That's why I hated Barry Bonds. And then I hated Andy Van Slyke.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, what a stupid name. Okay. What a stupid name. I didn't like him. He was ugly, too. He was ugly. Also, Jose Leaned. I never liked Jose Leaned. He was a Pirate.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. He should have just stood up straight. You should seriously though look at Doug Drabek and look at Kyle Wright and imagine without facial hair. Imagine them both not having facial hair, and they really do look like a father son kind of thing. Like they look very very similar. Yeah,
interesting.
Interesting. Kyle Wright, he's going to be starting in the playoffs because we kind of teased this at the end of the last episode. Cole Hamels has been fired into the sun. His shoulder. Did not work. So the Braves paid a lot of money for 3 1/3 innings of him, something like that.
He's going to need surgery, too. Every time.
Is he? Yeah.
I'm just predicting. Every time I've seen a guy have shoulder issues or like elbow issues, it's always surgery. It's just the inevitable.
Yeah.
And shame on the Braves for not seeing that going into this. Shame on them for giving that ugly pitcher a chance to play for God's team.
Yeah. Oh, man. Can you believe that we risk losing our wives for 3 1/3 innings of that dude pitching for the Braves?
It's what terrible. A loser. Yeah.
Terrible. Speaking of surgery, Justin Verlander going to have to have the old Tommy John.
Yeah.
He's 36, I think. Mm-hmm. I think I'd just retire if I were him. He's got to be a first ballot Hall of Famer at this point, right? I mean, he's won like three or four Cy Youngs. He's won a couple World Series. He's
first ballot.
Yeah.
How's he pitching this year? Or how was he pitching this year?
He was pretty good up until the injury.
He was great last year, too.
Yeah.
He's still slinging like 98. I think.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a stud.
At least he was. Like, I haven't really watched baseball this year.
Apparently, he's gonna get the surgery and try to make a comeback. So, you know, 2 years from now, the Braves will probably sign him. That's how that works.
Yeah, he's 37, actually.
Yeah, he'll be like 39 making a comeback. It sounds like a Braves kind of pitcher.
We're the same age, but he seems so much older than me.
That's because he gets to sleep with Kate Upton every night.
She doesn't do much for him, man.
Really?
Wow. Nope. Wow. We've talked about this. She's too top heavy, man. She's too top heavy. She doesn't really have a butt. I need a butt and some thighs.
It's not really my style, but she's a good looking lady. I'm just gonna say. I mean, she's not like like if I'm making a top 10 hottest chicks kind of thing, Kate Upton's probably not making the list, but because she's just not my style, you know. But yeah, she's a sharp looking lady. She's welcome to come back to Atlanta if
Justin Christian does. Yelich's mom is way hotter.
Plus, they made like what a couple of shower videos together. Her and old Justin
Verlander. Oh, did they? Like, can you see stuff in it?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yep.
Who took the video?
I think they did.
Yeah. Wait, this is like some Tommy Lee Pamela stuff. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Very. Did they publish it or did it leak?
I don't know. I don't know all the details of it. I just know it's out there.
Dude, I can't not Google this, man.
Sorry, Josh. I didn't mean to like get you into the wrong mood here for the show. Do we need to pause the show and let you have some private time with Google?
Hang on, I'm Googling this.
While you're Googling that,
Justin Verlander, Kate Upton shower.
Yeah.
Search.
Did you know that Cole Hamill's wife?
Okay, this
wife,
is weird.
Cole Hamill's wife posed in Playboy.
I did know that because I follow the Knockomination Twitter account.
Yeah, and she was on Survivor. She was Heidi from Survivor, and then apparently she posed in Playboy, and she married Cole Hamels. And I mean, you know,
she's got crazy eyes. Like I was looking at pictures of her. No, she's not, is she? She's like
she's really not. Crazy hot. She's okay, but you would think for Cole Hamels, it would be like crazy out of this world hot. Uh-huh. Instead, she's like kind of weird looking with fake boobs, I think, or at least they look fake.
They look, you know, totally fake. Fake boobs are just not it, man.
There's been a few women that can pull it off, but most do not. Most do not pull it off.
Oh,
it's,
golly.
It's not. Yeah.
Fake boobs. Stop with the fake boobs.
Real's better. Yes. 100%. Yes. Even if they're not perfect, like no guy really cares.
And if they're small, we don't care. We don't care.
We just want to see them, right? Like,
we just want to see 100%. Dude, we just want to see them. We just want to see them.
See them and touch them. See them and touch them. That's all we care about. Yep. At the end of the day. Yeah. So Tommy John for him. Cole Hamels gone. I guess we should talk about this. Why is it that beat writers are around the baseball writers, I guess. Not really beat writers, but baseball writers.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they so racist? I mean, here they are. They keep telling me that Fernando Tatis is going to win the MVP when Freddie Freeman is better in like 20 stats. Like every stat that functionally matters, Freddie Freeman is destroying people.
Yeah. MLB Network, especially Jeff Passan, low key racist. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty scary.
It is really weird. It is weird.
Also, really RBG, low key racist, by the way, if you want to go there.
Oh, you think so? Yeah.
Yeah. Total white supremacist. Absolutely.
Oh, why's that, Josh?
In 2016, she said that Colin Kaepernick kneeling was stupid and disrespectful. So I'm just hoping Trump, Josh. I just hope Trump puts in a non-racist for a change.
Yeah, me too. Maybe a good Catholic.
Right.
You know, kind of like Joe Biden. Like Joe Biden's a good Catholic. Maybe Amy Coney Barrett. She's a good Catholic. I think those two would go well together. Josh, do you know that Colin Kaepernick has never voted?
I think I saw that. That's
Do you
funny.
Know that only 20% of NBA players are even registered to vote?
I'm shocked. I can't believe it. I can't. Are you breaking this news on here?
I mean, does it feel weird to be lectured to about politics by people who refuse to actually participate in said politics? It feels like kind of gimmick. I'm just saying. It feels a little gimmicky. A little gimmicky.
It's called malarkey.
Back to MV Free. I really don't think it has anything to do with racism. I do think, however, that Freddie Freeman gets no love from the National. Is it just because he plays in Atlanta? Is that what it is? Like, somehow Atlanta is at the bottom? Mm-hmm. Is it townism? Like, seriously, like, is it? I don't know. Like, I'm curious. So, what causes this?
I think some of it is, it's kind of like Hall of Fame voters. You know, you vote for flash. You vote for star power. Fernando Tatis, he's flashier. He's browner.
And don't get me wrong. I love Fernando Tatis. He's like, browner. I do. He's going to be a superstar.
He hits the grand salami, you know, and he makes the news. And Freddie's not really flashy, I guess. Freddie Freeman's like a
nerdy white kid from Canada.
A nerdy white kid. Yeah, from Canada. Yeah, exactly. So I think that's some of it. Yeah. He also looks like a granddaddy long leg.
That's true.
He got a little,
he also
upper
looks
body,
like Buzz.
Long legs.
I mean, we've said this before, but he does look like Buzz from Home Alone.
Yeah, not as much anymore since he got the teeth fixed and slimmed down
true.
A little bit. Yeah.
That's true. But I think there is a bias that if you play in big markets, it helps.
Oh, and there's, so Tatis, there's always been. But also, I think if you're
San Diego,
you're brown,
probably not. Yeah, it probably is. San Diego, technically not a giant market, but they play a lot in Los Angeles. And that lifts. And they play a lot in San Francisco. So two giant markets get a lot of play of San. And not that San Diego is a small market, but I'm just saying, comparatively, they still get a ton of play.
Same thing's happening to Max Fried. Try to find his tweet.
Yeah,
like he's
DeGrom,
totally crushing it. But DeGrom, who plays in New York, right, is getting all of the love. I'm trying to find Dren's tweet, but he's tweeted like 40 times a day. What is he tweeting about? My gosh.
I don't know. He's Dren. He's crazy. I love Dren. He is crazy, dude. I mean, the man rides around on a unicycle through the middle of the woods for fun. He's weird.
I blocked him
he's
on
a
Twitter
good guy.
Last week. I blocked him for about 20 minutes. Yeah.
Gotcha.
We got an argument about chicken wings. Oh, yeah, here it is. Oh. So, NL Cy Young candidates. This is ESPN. They go, they had Yu Darvish, Chicago, plays in Chicago.
Darvish has been really good this year, yeah.
Jacob DeGrom, and I'm really embarrassed right now because I don't even know the other guy. They just have their pictures, and he plays for the Brewers.
Oh.
Some white guy for the Brewers. And that's not really a big market either, so maybe it's just the Braves. I don't know.
I don't know.
Someone tweet at me. Let me know who that white guy is.
Like Max Fried, the Brewers I get that Max Fried is a little bit unpopular. Like, he doesn't have the same resume that
he does this year, though.
DeGrom, I know. He very much does. But this is, you know how yesterday we talked about the narrative and all the pre-existing stuff, and we see what we already believe? Well, that's what writers do. They look at it, and they want Tatis to be this superstar that he's going to be. So they believe Tatis is the man. They know DeGrom is a really good pitcher, and they just, it's self-confirming that, he's the best pitcher in the National League. Yeah. We don't have to actually watch the games and look at the fact that this young kid's better this year.
Right. Yeah. Right. But just so y'all know, for the young whippersnappers listening to us, it's actually always been this way. When we were kids, the national media would always throw shade at the Braves or just ignore the Braves. I can't tell you how many times in the 90s you'd see Tom Glavine or Chipper Jones just kind of mentioning that and throwing shade at the national media. 91 or 92, when the Braves made it to the World Series, there's that famous video of Deion Sanders. You know, mm-hmm. Where's Tim McCarver at? Where's Tim McCarver at? And he dunks water on Tim McCarver, who was a national writer.
Yeah, who got very mad. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so the national media has always, at least since we were kids, kind of slighted the Braves. Not sure why.
Yeah.
Maybe because we're God's chosen. It's weird. You know, it's kind of like Israel.
Maybe they hate Ted Turner. That's probably it.
It's because we're God's chosen people. We're God's chosen team. Oh.
Ah. Yeah, I can see it. It's true. Yeah. Speaking of Deion Sanders, do you see where he's going to be the head coach of Jacksonville State, I believe it is?
Wait, what? No. What?
Yeah, he's going to be a head Jack football State? Coach.
Yeah. Like Jacksonville State, Alabama? Jacksonville State? Like the Jacksonville State Cox?
I think so. I'm sorry. Not Jacksonville. My bad. Jackson State University.
Oh, that. Where's that at?
JSU.
Where's Jackson State?
I don't know.
That's not nearly as cool. I got really excited. That's like right
it's
down the
in
road
Jackson,
from my mama's house.
Jackson, Mississippi. Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh, okay. Neon Deion.
In the How's heart of Mississippi.
He just got hired by Barstool. Now he's going to be the coach of some college football team. So I'm sure Barstool's happy.
Yeah. I have no idea. Sounds fun. Yeah. So that's interesting. I don't know. What else we want to talk about, Josh? did you watch any NFL this weekend?
Yeah. I watched Brady being Brady. He looked great. The tan looks pretty good.
Brady threw some interceptions again, didn't he?
I was going back and forth between that and the Bears. I mean, Mitchell Trubisky, just mm-hmm. what a god. What an absolute. Just
oh, my God. He's so terrible.
What a legend.
He's absolutely horrible. Yeah. He's so bad.
And then he was so bad he, like, won the game and stuff like that. That was amazing.
He didn't win
so
the game.
Amazing.
He's so amazing. David Montgomery won the game.
That what a great game. So, Mitchell Trubisky's 2-0 while you're tweeting about it from your mama's basement.
I wonder if Mitchell Trubisky is still the quarterback by week 5.
Oh, 100%.
I think it'll be Nick Foles.
He's back.
I think I think it's going to be Nick Foles.
Also, Mitchell Trubisky, low-key, maybe like, I would top three.
No,
top
Josh.
Three cutest.
No, Josh.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You yes. need to look.
Super cute.
No. No, super cute. Not even close. Gardner Minshew, way above.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'd put him.
Justin Herbert, way above. Patrick Mahomes way above.
No way.
Yeah.
No way. Way. No.
Way above.
You talking about Kermit the Frog? Yeah. Kermit the Frog. Patrick
he
Mahomes.
Still looks, yeah, he looks a whole lot better than Pat. Than
you're full
Trubisky.
Of crap.
Jimmy Garoppolo, beautiful man.
Yeah, he's super hot. Yeah, smoking hot.
Daniel Jones.
Like. I guess that's like Daniel, Greek.
Daniel Jones, thing. Better looking than Trubisky.
I don't know about that.
Yep. Do you know that's the first time that a North Carolina player and a North Carolina former North Carolina quarterback and a former Duke quarterback have faced each other in the NFL?
No, I didn't know. I should know that.
That's first
living
time.
Up here.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Hey, you know who like low-key is good? And I'm like, I watched some highlights. I'm like, dang, dude, I've been sleeping on him, man. I don't know. Like, honestly, Josh Allen.
Yeah. Yeah. He's
dude, did you see him slinging that shit?
Do you know he's thrown 0 interceptions this year?
No.
They turned him loose. They've turned him loose. And Stephon Diggs is like, Allen. Yes, pay me my money.
he was a first round pick, man. In 2018 out of Wyoming?
Like, if you're a fantasy guy, he is like a human cheat code because he gets all those extra rushing yards and it just pumps that score up. It's like Cam Newton used to be. And Josh Allen, very possible to be the number one quarterback in the league this year just
He's
based
amazing.
Off production.
He's amazing. Also, the Buffalo Bills uniforms are so beautiful. They're really pretty.
I agree.
They're really pretty.
I don't know why they let Miami stick around so long, though. That was weird. Like, why? Like,
is Tua starting?
They should have crushed him. No, not yet. Nope. Got him on the bench still. Got Ryan Fitzpatrick. is Dude, starting.
How come Tua is not starting?
Well, I'm sure it's because he doesn't know NFL system yet. They want him to, like, learn.
It's crazy.
It used to be all quarterbacks had to, like, sit on the bench a year. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, yeah, I guess so. Lamar Jackson still impresses me a lot. I really think a lot of Lamar Jackson. I don't know if he's top three.
Of Lamar Jackson.
I think he's really good.
I'm so confused by Lamar Jackson because to listen to him actually have a conversation, the dude sounds dumb as a rock. Like,
yeah.
I'm talking like super dumb.
Teddy Bridgewater, you know, same thing.
Yeah, but then he gets on the field and he's like, makes magic happen. But I'm like, I don't know. Like, obviously he's got football smarts, I guess. But, like, I'm not sure he can put together complete sentences, and somebody's going to call me racist for that, but it's not because he's black. I just, he can't talk very well. He's like, he sounds really weird. Meanwhile, Josh, you know, you talk about those guys, but I think the best quarterback this year that I've seen, as good as Josh Allen's been, as good as Lamar Jackson's been, by far the best quarterback I've seen this year has been Russell Wilson. He is playing out of his mind.
I hate to say it, but I just don't. Yeah, I don't.
You hate
disagree.
The fact he's from NC. You hate he's from NC State. Is that what?
No. He just. It's kind of the Tim Tebow thing with me, right? So I'm a reformed Tim Tebowist. Okay, I used to hate Tim Tebow. Now I like Tim Tebow. I appreciate Tim Tebow. Mm-hmm. But for the longest time, the reason I didn't like Tim Tebow was because of this, like, fake niceness. Russell Wilson has that, in my opinion, times 11.
He's super nice.
Oh, he's like, dude, shut up. And, like,
he's also a hardcore Christian.
No, I know.
He didn't have sex with Ciara until after they were married.
And she wanted to, and he made her wait.
It's Ciara. Yeah, I mean, like, that's impressive. Dude. Major props to him.
Like, I hate him even more right now. I appreciate all this.
He makes you feel like
awesome.
Less of a man. Is what it is. Is what
probably.
Josh is saying.
Yeah, probably. He's like, he's handsome. He's an amazing quarterback. He's a great guy.
I think he's the best quarterback in the league right now. He's been incredible.
Golly.
Incredible. Yeah. Speaking of which,
I was really rooting for Cam though. I really was because I like necessarily love Cam. Per se, I'm just a sports fan, and I think Cam Newton and Bill Belichick
is hilariously great.
It's just so funny. There should be a movie about this, and I'm sure maybe there will be a documentary.
Brady to Cam Newton
to Cam Newton. It's amazing.
Gotta be the like weirdest change in the history of football. You know,
right?
I guess I'm sorry. I'm sorry in advance to our listeners out there that are Falcons fans, but we have to talk about it.
What a bunch of losers, man.
Fire the entire staff. And I know
did you see how they didn't follow the ball? How they watched the ball like it was a punt? Did you see
that? Have you ever... First of all, I will say this. Have you ever seen an onside kick like that? That was insane.
No.
I've never seen an onside kick like where the ball spins. Like that was crazy.
That was weird.
But second, why did they not jump on the ball?
That was some little league stuff, man.
You're in the NFL. Jump on the dang ball.
I don't know if you can. Can you blame Quinn for that though? That was. I don't know if you can blame Quinn.
Yes, somebody didn't coach them to jump on the ball. Like,
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Those guys, the majority of those guys, have a literal special teams coach paid. Professional coaching money to teach them how to be special teams players.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You hold them accountable.
But like,
the offense is good, but the defense is terrible.
What if I don't know anything about special teams practice? You know,
yeah.
Like on Thursdays, I don't know. But what if like the special team coaches, they just assume that you know that?
Yeah. Well, they're bad coaches then.
Has Kevin Seitzer ever?
It's like Ron Washington doing basic drills on how to catch a baseball.
No, it's even more basic than that. It's like if Kevin Seitzer tells Dansby Swanson to keep your eye on the ball. You don't say that because you just assume you learned that. when you, you were in second grade.
You and JT were gone.
You don't coach these grown ass men to jump on the ball because you just thought, like, okay, their pee wee coach told them this probably.
The week you were going to the beach, you and JT, I had Doug and Robbie on. And, you know, Doug was still coaching at college ball. And he said that early on, kids would come up and they would know stuff. They would know the foundations, the fundamentals. He said, last 10 years,
I started
teaching my staff and telling them, we start from the basics. This is how you field a baseball. This is how you set your feet. This is how you get your glove down. This is how you throw to first. And he said, you would be shocked the number of kids that come in that had never been taught the simple fundamentals of how to play baseball. This is, you know,
yeah.
And he said, and then on top of that, the cultural stuff of how to move a guy from first to second, how to hit the ball, try to hit the ball to the first base side if you want to get the guy.
So
to
maybe this is some of that. So maybe right. this is like,
maybe these, like you got to teach these kids fundamentals, you know?
Wow.
But
I didn't watch the
great
game,
coaches have
highlights.
Always taught fundamentals. Like Bill Belichick has never had a defense. I guarantee you that has never happened to a New England special teams defense.
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to be a Falcons apologist because I'm not a Falcons fan really, but I'm sure that's never happened to a Falcons team before. That was weird.
Okay, take that away, though. You had a 20-point lead at half. You had zero turnovers for the game, and they lost. Teams before this, Josh, with those stats, 20-point lead, no turnovers in the game, were 440-0.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's amazing. That is the most Atlanta thing I've ever heard in my life.
I don't even know how you do that. Like, how do you give up 20 points without turning the ball over? Like a 20-point lead.
Dude,
field goals or something. I will say this. The offense is clicking. It's not an offensive problem.
Well, that's what you get, though.
Ridley's a beast.
That's what you get when you wear those stupid XFL-looking jerseys. Like, I don't like them. You're going to show up to Texas, where they got fans, by the way. Can we throw that out there? Is that the only two places that are allowing fans this year? Texas
and
Kansas City?
No, there's a few others. I think there's been a few others.
So you're going to go dressed like an X... Yeah, you're going to go dressed as an XFL team when there's fans from the opposing team there, and you're going to try to win? Please stop. Can't take y'all seriously, Falcons.
It's true.
Yeah, Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn seems. I mean, I don't really dislike Dan Quinn, but he seems kind of soft to me. You know, does that make like just a little soft? And
for a defensive guy, though, man, I was almost expecting him to come from Seattle and build like a Seattle style defense that was just iron curtain. Nobody could score on, and instead, the Falcons are wasting two Hall of Famers in Matt Ryan and Julio Jones and can't keep their defense can't even keep the score close.
Does he kind of give you the Freddy Gonzalez vibe, like a little bit, in that he's kind of just a bump on a log?
Yeah, I do kind of get that.
And also, like, not, I mean, you got to be. Yeah, he panics. Right. I mean, he's a smart guy, but he's not. Yeah, I don't know, man.
I don't like
Falcons. Poor Falcons. Yeah. They should hire Saban or something.
What's sad is they're probably going to have a rebuild. No, they shouldn't. Let's welcome in our new audience friends, Josh.
Wait, what?
If you're Charlotte Panthers fans, for those friends of ours who might be from Charlotte.
Carolina Panthers,
but they're in Charlotte. The Panthers, it's a rough year for the Panthers. They're in rebuild. They're kind of rebuilding. And a rough year got worse as Christian McCaffrey has a ankle problem. It's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks.
That was a huge blow. Huge blow. What? I don't know if there's a better guy than Christian McCaffrey
football. Dude. Yeah. He's a good dude. He played at Stanford,
He should have won the Heisman that year, by the way. But
he probably should.
Derrick Henry won because of... I think Christian McCaffrey. Well, yeah, he got slighted because McCaffrey played like every position. There was some like weird stat that year where like McCaffrey, I think, scored more points playing more positions than any player like ever or something. And then yeah. Derrick Henry wins it because he's Derrick Henry and plays for Bama. I was so mad.
Yeah. You would be. But yeah, I will say this, all you Panthers fans, you should be a little excited. Mike Davis looked really good at the end of that game. So if Mike Davis is stepping in for McCaffrey, he's not Christian, don't get me wrong. I don't think he's going to be Christian McCaffrey, but he actually looked really good. And I'd be a little interested to see what you got there. It might be – I will say this. As much as a fantasy guy, I love Christian McCaffrey getting like 225 touches a year or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Dude's not going to have a 20-year career at this rate. like get Mike Davis in that backfield. Let him get 10 to 15 touches a game. Ease off on McCaffrey a little bit. And, you know, let that Hall of Famer that he is kind of just – let him be a Hall of Famer longer. You know, I don't know.
I agree. What do you think about Bridgewater?
I think he's not the future.
Yeah, me too.
I think he's fine for a rebuild. They're rebuilding. I think it's fine. I think Carolina is probably going to be Trevor Lawrence's home.
Ooh.
If it's not the New York Jets. The New York Jets suck worse, but maybe they won't get to Lawrence. But
that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm sure Clemson fans would love that.
Adam Gold today. So Adam Gold is he's a big radio guy out of Raleigh, and he's on a bunch of talk radio affiliates all across the state up here. And he's on one of our talk radio stations here in Boone. And I got to give it to Adam Gold. I don't agree with a lot of his takes, maybe most of his takes, but he trolls pretty hard. It's pretty funny. And today his big question was, I want to know, who is the better quarterback yesterday? I want you to call in and let me know. Was it the New England Patriots quarterback or the Carolina Panthers quarterback? He loves stirring the pot.
Yeah,
poking that bear. Yeah.
That being said, I think it makes sense for them to let Cam go. I really do. I think for the rebuild they were fixing to have to do, I just think it made a lot of sense. You know?
Yeah,
Cam has not been able to stay healthy. He totally hadn't.
He wanted this huge contract here
up
in Carolina. And to their credit, they were like, dude, we don't know what we have in you. We don't know. We're not going to give you this massive contract. We don't know. And so it's easy to look back at it and be like, oh, like the Carolina Panthers were dumb, and look at Belichick gets Cam Newton now, which I think will turn out pretty cool. But
there's still only been two games. Cam Newton
can
still get hurt very easily. Yeah, you know?
It's true.
And this is the weird thing about Cam is I never was sure how much was actual hurt and how much was mad at the organization for not giving him a big like extension earlier.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's hard to know. None of it was ever made perfectly clear. Obviously, he did have an injury, but it's been like 3 years running that he's had an injury. So,
right.
I don't know. It was rude. NFL, speaking of injuries, this was a rough week. Whew, man.
Saquon,
ACL. Mm-hmm. Cortland Sutton, ACL. Bosa for the San Francisco, ACL. Raheem Mostert, sprained MCL. Will Fuller, strained hamstring. That happens all the time for Will Fuller. I mean, nobody's surprised by that. It was just one guy after another. Irvin for the Seattle. ACL. It felt like player after player after player after player went down this weekend. San Francisco 49ers now have five wide receivers on the injured list.
Wow.
George Kittle on the injured list. Raheem Mostert on the injured list. Garoppolo's out for 4 to 6 weeks with a high ankle sprain.
Jeez.
And Bosa tore his knee. The Denver now has lost Cortland Sutton. They lost Von Miller. They lost another defensive back this week. And Drew Locke went out with a shoulder injury, so now they're on a backup quarterback.
Good grief.
The New York Giants, for one quarter, Daniel Jones had Saquon and all of his wide receivers. It's the first time he's had them all healthy on the field. It lasted all of one quarter. Then Saquon tore his knee. The Sterling Shepard had a leg injury. And I mean, it was just one thing after another.
Who's got the cooler name, by the way? Cortland Sumner?
Sutton.
Cortland Sutton or Kenneth Shepard?
Sterling Shepard?
Or Sterling Shepard. Yeah, Sterling Shepard or Cortland.
I like Cortland Sutton myself.
Cortland Sutton.
Kind of cool.
Sterling Shepard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're both pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, Calvin Ridley. That's up there. I like Calvin Ridley. It's a cool name.
Yeah, it's okay.
CeeDee Lamb.
Okay.
Okay. CeeDee Lamb, Jerry Jeudy.
I kind of like DK Metcalf.
DK Metcalf. It sounds like you're getting a coffee, which works great with him playing for Seattle.
Yeah.
It's like DK Decaf, you know, like DK Metcalf.
Dude, I was watching videos of him yesterday, like practicing making amazing catches. Yeah. Like, I've never seen anybody. Yeah. So
that dude
I've
can jump like 20 feet in the air.
Right. I've never seen anybody practice amazing plays. Like, everybody practices the fundamentals. Like, Andrew Jones didn't practice, you know, making diving catches. And Metcalf's out there, like, with his, like, dummy quarterback.
OBJ started doing that a few years ago. Odell Beckham Jr.
Did he really?
Yeah. He
I didn't know that.
Crazy
okay.
catches pregame. Julio does that now.
Really?
It's warming up that way. Okay. Yeah. Huh. It's a one-hand grip. The other part of that shows off is just how good NFL gloves are now. Because those guys are really strong. Those guys are really strong and they're awesome, but those gloves are crazy good. Like, because you know that ball's still slick at times. Mm. And they just grab on. It's like magnets. It's crazy. But yeah.
Like that glove that John Foss gave JT.
Yeah.
I forgot the guy's name.
John Foss. Jacksonville player. Yeah.
He gave JT that Jacksonville Jaguars glove and JT grabbed me. Like by the neck.
Yeah.
And it was
and
like,
almost
it was,
hurts.
Yeah. Like he couldn't, like, I couldn't get away from it. Yeah. It's crazy.
Speaking of JT, Gardner Minshew just dude balls. They lost and he threw a late tip ball interception that wasn't his fault, but they nearly knocked off the Titans. This was a team that was not supposed to have any defense and was supposed to get trounced every week. They're 1-1. And had a real good shot at going 2-0. And Gardner Minshew just balls out, man. The dude just wins. They were trying to tank for Trevor Lawrence. This is what kind of the narrative was supposedly about Jacksonville. And Gardner Minshew was like, bull crap.
Yeah, just how are you going to tank games with Gardner Minshew? Stop. I mean, I'm not saying he's, you know, Josh Allen per se, but.
I mean, Gardner Minshew last week had one of the best quarterback ratings in all of the NFL.
And they're trying to tank with them. They should feel terrible about themselves.
I'm telling you, Jacksonville's going to be sneaky, and they're going to mess up some people's playoff hopes. I don't know if they'll actually make the playoffs.
Do you think how far do you think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers go this year? Real talk. Honestly. Because I'm telling you, I see, I forgot they had Leonard Fournette. Okay?
They didn't. Well, they added him a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I know, but I forgot they got him.
Yeah, he got cut.
I know he got cut, but he's Leonard Fournette, though, man. He's Leonard Fournette. That's awesome. And then, you know. Yeah.
He'll fumble it away.
Bruce Arians. Whatever his name is.
Indomikinsu.
Like, he's really good, right?
So,
he used to be.
I think they can make the championship game. Not the Super Bowl. But I think they can make the NFC Championship game.
Okay.
I don't know that they will.
Do you think
it really depends on their
draw.
Do you
think the Saints?
Like
you think the Saints can go the distance?
I mean, I picked them. I picked them to win the NFC South. But do I think they'll win it all? No, I don't. I don't think the Saints are set to win the Super Bowl.
Because Joey Kuechler is listening.
I know. I think they can make it to the Super Bowl. I just don't think they'll win it. I'll tell you a sneaky good team right now, just having watched 2 weeks, and this could change significantly, but 2 weeks, the Steelers the have Bears? Shot way up in my power rankings. The Steelers defense is really good, and their offense is strong.
I can't get behind the Steelers because I personally know some Steelers fans, and they suck. They're not up there with Cardinals fans. They're just like, they're just annoying.
They're hardcore fans. They are hardcore fans, though.
They are. I mean, I've got an official terrible towel hanging in my man cave right now.
I've seen it, yeah.
But after Hines Ward left, I don't care. Also, can you think of anybody in sports who looked like less of an athlete than Hines Ward looked? Or like, to me, Hines Ward and Marshall Faulk, I can't think of anyone else who had like more of a dad bod than those two guys. They were just pudgy dad bod guys.
Eddie Lacy.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Okay.
Need some China food.
Baseball didn't really count because I mean you can be like CeCe Sabathia or like Matt Adams. You don't really like look like an athlete per se. Marcell Ozuna, you know. But football players, most of the time, especially running backs,
linemen, you can get into some linemen that don't really look it, you know. Like
but you never see a run. You never see a running back who's not like chiseled. You know what I mean? And then like Hines Ward shows up, he's like
Eddie Lacy wasn't. Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
Eddie Lacy was a big boy. He was fat boy.
Okay. Okay. Yeah,
a little bit of that, but I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying, for sure. You definitely don't see wide receivers. You definitely don't see wide receivers hanging out that way. So, yeah, pretty rare. Josh,
yes.
Let's shoot back to the Braves for just a minute.
Okay.
To wrap up this episode.
Okay.
There is a good chance that the Braves are going to be in the playoffs.
I've heard about this.
They have defeated Miami and. Looks like they're close to clinching, possibly, depending on what all happens with Philly and Washington.
Should Brian Snitker be held accountable?
He should. He should. He should get a pay raise and a 5-year extension. That being said, we know the pitching woes.
Mm.
We know the question marks, right?
Uh-huh.
How far do you think they go? And what is your pitching rotation?
I'll answer the second question first. So pitching rotation is Max Fried, Ian Anderson, Kyle Wright, and then Max Fried, Ian Anderson, Kyle Wright. I don't know. Like what do you do after that? I honestly, I don't know.
Collins? So first series is going to be like a three-game series anyway, so it doesn't matter. After that, you get, what, a five-game series? But there's no off days. So, yeah, I mean, I guess it's Josh Tomlin in a bullpen game, or
who
Oscar
they
Noah
play,
starting off with a
Do we know who they might play in a first round yet?
As of us recording this, it's still a little too much up in the air. So I'm not going to go. There's a lot of teams still battling for it. And the NL, while the AL like wrapped up last week, the NL is coming down to the wire in like four different divisions. So hopefully the Braves win the division so that they host home games.
I don't think they go to the World Series.
You don't? Okay.
No, I think they go. I think they make it past the first round and get knocked out in whatever the next round is.
Okay. I think they can make the championship game, NLCS.
The NLCS.
Win the wild card, whatever you want to call it, and then be the wild card, but you know what I'm saying.
Right. They would win the NLDS. They'd go to the NLCS.
Well, see, this year, though, there's an extra round.
Oh yeah, I'm so confused.
Because they expanded, so I don't even know what they're going to call it. But there's the first round, then there's the NLDS, then there's the NLCS.
Oh, so what's the first round? It just gets you into the NLDS.
Yeah, see, they went to 16 teams. That was the weird thing. So you play a 3-game series that gets you into the NLDS, which is a 5-game series, which gets you into the NLCS, which is a 7-game series, which gets you into the World Series.
Which is a 7-game series.
I will say this. I think looking at the schedule, if the Braves line up against anyone that is not the Chicago Cubs or probably the Padres, I think they got a shot. Not that the Cubs are super strong, but they got good pitching. And I don't know how the Braves will do against their pitching. Like, I have no idea because we haven't had any interleague, even any division
I feel
play.
Like the Braves have played like the Marlins and the Nationals all year. And by all year,
that's
I mean
all they have.
Like,
I mean,
all
by
the
National
last
League teams,
month.
They play the Marlins, the Nationals, and the Phillies, the Mets. Yeah.
What a stupid.
That's the only
year.
National League teams they play.
I'm still salty. I'm not salty. I am salty, but I'm just kind of meh. You know, like, I know everybody's tweeting about Freddie Freeman. He's got, like, a 185 or 190 WRC+. I'm like, that's cool, but it's, like, 53 games. Whatever.
Yeah.
It you know what I mean? Like, I know it's COVID season and you can't really compare it to anything, but I compare it to everything. I do. It's like, okay, that'd be like somebody in mid-June, you know, hitting 380 still.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry to be that guy, but I'm that guy.
But he's the only one doing it. You know, that's where
he's not. He's not the only one doing it. No, he's, I mean, there's a few up there with like 160 plus WRC pluses. I mean, he's the number one guy for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's having an amazing year. But it's like,
I don't think you have to add the but. I don't think you have to add the but. Just say he's having an amazing year.
He's having an amazing COVID year.
And he had COVID before the season. Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe COVID makes you stronger. I don't know. It gives you wings like Red Bull. But yeah, I mean, this offense is incredible.
We've talked about it before.
I know they haven't faced the best pitching in the world, but they've had no problem with Max Scherzer. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've had no mercy on him. Aaron Nola stifled him a little bit, but this is the thing. This team, even when they faced really good pitching, Josh, this is the thing. They run up pitch counts, and they may strike out a lot,
right?
But it's a lot of strikeouts that take 5-6 pitches to strike the guy out.
Mm-hmm.
They don't pop out a lot. They're not quick outs a lot of times. They do strike out a lot. And how many pitchers do you even remember making it past the 7th inning in a game against the Braves? I mean, maybe Nola one time this year.
I haven't watched a lot of Braves games this year.
Imagine that. But, like, seriously, I don't remember the other team getting their starting pitcher past the 6th most of the time. And some of that's just baseball, but even good pitchers haven't made it that deep because the Braves work counts and they get a lot of pitches up. And then they get in a bullpen and nobody has a bullpen strong enough to stop them. The question will be, the Dodgers bullpen is probably strong enough. And can you score enough against the Dodgers?
I think
the question with the Padres is, can you keep them from scoring enough to stay with it? You know?
Yeah. I think they make it past the intro round that you speak of, the 3-game intro round to get into the NLDS. And I think they lose in the NLDS.
Okay. I think they'll win the NLDS and go to the NLCS.
Okay. And they get their butts kicked.
The DS is weird too because it's not really a division series anymore. The way I don't know this year.
Isn't it going to be played in a bubble too? How are you going to play baseball in a bubble?
Yeah,
that's got to be
after the first three. So the first 3-game series will be the division winners will play at home. So that will actually be in Atlanta.
Is it like a big
chew
bubble?
They go to the
bazooka bubble.
I hope it's bazooka because it's better than big league chew.
Or like a biodome consistency. What if it's like a biodome bubble? Yeah.
Maybe Pauly Shore will throw out the first pitch. Seems like a lot of fun. Without looking it up, spell Pauly.
P-A-U-L-E-Y?
No.
P-A-U-L-Y? No E? So no E?
Correct. P-A-U-L-Y.
Oh, okay.
Pauly Shore.
One of the greatest actors of our time.
Best Pauly Shore movie.
Son-in-Law.
That's a good one. I guess I gotta go Biodome. It's still one of my favorite.
Biodome's great. And In the Army Now is really good too.
I didn't like In the Army Now. Wasn't really my thing. What was the Jury one?
Jury Duty? No. Yeah.
Jury. No? Is that what it's called? Jury Duty? I don't remember. Pauly Shore, I can't Jury remember. Duty? I don't remember. The advantage to Biodome is it had Stephen Baldwin.
We should go to John D. Howard's house one weekend and watch nothing but Pauly Shore movies and eat junk food.
I don't think so.
We should get
I'm not 17
anymore. We should get bean bags. We should order bean bags and we should go to John D. Howard's house and just eat pizza and watch Pauly Shore movies.
So we're like 16 again.
Hey, absolutely. God. Yeah. Yes. Let's do it.
I thought you like
yes.
I know. No, I don't eat junk food anymore, Josh. You just for a weekend. Me so much just that for a weekend. I am never eating just for a weekend. Anything that you don't
dude,
approve
just
of.
Just for a weekend. Mountain Dew, pizza, Pauly Shore movies, beanbags.
I mean, that's like
my John D. Howard's life, house.
Josh. What are you talking about? It's like my everyday life. So, I can't really stump the chumps without JT here. I mean, let's be honest. He's the only one that ever gets them right anyway.
You're full of shit. You're full of shit. You're making me
I would
cuss.
Say
I've been working
of
been
all the
so
stuff
hard.
The chumps we've done, you have won one.
Are you keeping score of these things?
I am.
It feels like I've won more than one.
You haven't.
Really? Damn.
Really? JT's won a bunch.
Yeah, he's won a couple baseball ones.
You won Derek Lowe.
Yeah, I won Derek Lowe. I won Don Williams.
Oh, yeah.
But he won some of those.
You didn't win Don Williams.
Ones.
I had to give it away on like an obvious clue
no.
at the end.
No, I
we
won.
We got all the way down
no,
to the
I,
most
no,
obvious
I won
clue.
Don Williams. I won Don Williams. I won it.
You didn't know the lyrics.
I basically did.
You didn't even know Tulsa Time, and you definitely didn't know Steve Earle. Just saying.
Whatever.
We miss JT. This show's better with JT. That being said, hey, thanks for listening to Knockomination. It's been fun. If you would like to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/Knockomination. In fact, listen to our buddy Pierre, who'll give you all the details. Have a good one, Knockomination.
Bye.
Is Knockomination secretly your favorite podcast? Well, put your money where your mouth is and support your favorite replacement level podcast on Patreon. For as little as $5 a month, you can support your favorite dinguses as they continue to bring you worthless information each and every week, providing you the escape you need. Visit patreon.com/Knockomination. That's patreon.com/Knockomination.
Thanks for listening to Nakahoma Nation, the nation's leading replacement-level ill-informed podcast. If you'd like more information, you can check out NakahomaNation.com. You can follow them on Twitter at NakahomaNTN, or you can find Nakahoma Nation on Facebook. Special thanks to Nakahoma Nation spiritual advisor John D. Howard, research assistant Braves Options Guy. Have a great week. Call your mom, stay hydrated, and keep it between the ditches, bitches.